Christian. It's Steve Kerr. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Monte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Monte.
I'll try, Steve. You know what? I don't think he slipped it. Did he slip into Dodgers? I don't even recall his postgame presser yesterday because Steve Kerr is a big Dodger fan, but he must be happy. He saw the Utah game when the Dodgers came back in game one. One of the fans basically blurted out, hey, Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off grand slam. Steve Kerr turned around. It was such a blowout. Steve Kerr was like, what happened? And he had a big smile on his face. Well, I'm sure he's smiling this morning because the Dodgers did rally from a 5-0 deficit. What was cool at Chase Center yesterday is they had it on a big screen. They had a split screen. Dodgers, Yankees, Warriors. So every time there was a break, Willie and I would turn around. We're like, oh, come on. And Willie's like, don't pitch to Freeman. Don't pitch to Freeman. Probably right. Next thing you know, it was 5-1. Gerrit Cole's in there battling. And I'm thinking, all right, just get out this inning. Freddie Freeman, two-run single.
If you're going to pitch to Freeman, he has a hurt ankle. Stop throwing him inside. Throw him away.
Right.
Make him, like, work off the plate.
Well, he's had a great eye, though. He's not swinging at anything.
No, I understand that.
So his
you
eye,
can't
so
let the same guy
him.
Beat you every but, day for 2 weeks straight.
5-3. So it's 5-3. And then I missed it. I turned around, and it's 5-5. Well, Teoscar Hernandez, who's probably one of the more underrated signings in all of baseball, coming over from the Blue Jays, he's a baller. Baller. I believe he's a free agent after the season. He signed a one-year deal with the Dodgers. Hard for me not to see him back in Dodger blue playing in that lineup. He looked like a natural fit. He hits a double to tie the game. And you're thinking, damn, it's 5-5. But credit to Blue who kept Gerrit Cole out there on the mound. And Gerrit Cole pitched with his guts out. I mean, I wish he would have kept him in game one. Maybe it's a different series. But the Yankees played small ball to the top of the eighth inning. Not even playing small ball, just playing station-to-station baseball. A couple sack flies, he take the lead. And the Yankees, just in that bottom of the fifth inning, was kind of a microcosm of what went down in this World Series. Aaron Judge dropping pop-ups. I mean, guys not covering bases, errors left and right. Ugh.
Aaron Judge had not had an error all year.
I know.
Okay. And on that play, you could see his eyes looking at the runner at first base. Dog, just catch the line drive. You know, it's a routine play. Look, he made a great catch at the wall earlier. He can play center field. I don't think he is a center fielder, yeah. from my particular opinion. He can play it, but he's not a center fielder. He had a really poor overall, based on the year he had, which is an historic year. The guy had 58 home runs, for crying out loud. He had a historic year and a crummy postseason, and that happens. He's not the first guy. Bonds, A-Rod. I mean, I can name tons of guys. Roger Clemens. Tons of guys who stunk it up for multiple postseasons because it's just hard. It's a small sample.
But when you do it in that uniform. Oh.
But that being said, it's not just him. When you give a team extra outs in an inning, it always comes back to bite you. When you give a team three extra outs in an inning, that's how you lose a series. And multiple gaffes by Rizzo, who is a established older player. I think he's at the end. I think Rizzo's done.
I think he's cooked.
Yeah, if I was the Yankees, I would not bring him back. And they need a third baseman. They need a second baseman. They need a first baseman. They need to retool defensively that infield. But like Volpe throws that ball. Obviously, the Rizzo play, the Stanton play. Rizzo's waiting on the ball. It's a tough bouncer. Mookie has hit the ball to the right side over and over and over all series. So as a first baseman, you know, PFPs, pitcher fielding practice, you have to say, hey, Gerrit, a ball hit deep, you got to get over. Like you always are reminding me. And as the pitcher, you got to get over. I watched Logan Webb this year not get over to cover first base over and over and over and over again. This is probably because teams don't practice it like they used to throughout the season. You don't do a lot of infield throughout the year. But these are routine plays like that you have to do at the highest level. And then I look at what the Dodgers do well. They throw strikes, which is very important, so you don't give free bases up. They don't strike out a lot, given compared to the rest of the league, right? They put the ball in play. When you put the ball in play, you put pressure on the defense to make plays. And then they run the bases really, really, really well. Whether it's Shohei, whether it's Mookie, Teoscar Hernandez is a scrappy base runner. They have so many guys who put the ball in play, play good defense, and they run well. And I'm not surprised that they won at all. They are a deserving, I hate saying this out loud, they're a deserving champion. They play a brand of baseball that every child who's around the game who wants to play the game at the high, like, they play the game the right way.
No, they did.
I hate saying it, but it's true.
Well, Yankee fans, well, sad that the Padres had them on the brink. Padres had to have one game away, and then the Padres don't score. What did they? They go 18 shutout innings.
I hate
Padres
them.
Don't score two runs in two elimination games in which they could have eliminated the Dodgers. They go scoreless there in the final two games, and the Dodgers kind of walked into the World Series here. Juan Soto after the game. I'll be open to listen to every single team in free agency. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so I'm going to be available to all 30 teams. And let the bidding war begin for Juan Soto, who's a 26-year-old superstar. But you could tell he was angry, man. He wanted this series so damn bad. You give, like you mentioned, an extra outs, three errors yesterday. Just not clean baseball.
How game one started.
You know, with Shohei Ohtani getting the extra 90 feet from second to third base because nobody's backing up Gleyber Torres at second base. Just embarrassing stuff by the New York Yankees who got to this point. That's on Aaron Boone. That's on that coaching staff. That's on everybody to clean that up. And so to not do that, Garrett Cole talking about, I took a bad angle on the ball. His quote here, I wasn't sure really off the bat how hard he hit it. By the time the ball got by me, I was not in a position to cover first. Yeah, we all saw it. We all saw it in this team. The Dodgers had, look, they spent a lot of money this offseason trying to get this World Series. I'm not going to call it a checkbook championship because you got to put it like in baseball. The best team doesn't always win. Money doesn't always buy you World Series rings. We've seen that over and over and over, but it puts you in a great position to try to win. And they took advantage of it. Walker Buehler closing the game out. He's going to be a free agent. Hard to see him not being a Dodger Blue next season. They take care of their old guys. So this team's not going anywhere. The way they approach the plate, their plate appearances, they wear you out, dude. They wear pitchers out over and over. And the fact is that Flair didn't even get through the second inning. Yankees 5-0. They had a crazy record to throw it off Fox. Well, something like they had five losses. They were like 45-5 or 45-4 or something with Stanton and Judge hits a home run in the same game. And they got that. And they got that in the same game last night. And Yankee Stadium was in a frenzy. You're thinking, boy, they're going to go back to L.A. The pressure's going to shift. And they rally from a 5-0 deficit and win that game. Damn. So now what happens with Aaron Boone? How do we feel about Dave Roberts now as manager of the Dodgers?
Have we seen the last of Clayton Kershaw?
Maybe.
I think he pitched 7 or 8 games this year. You know, like, you know, seeing him take his shirt off and he's celebrating. Look, I hate the Dodgers. I can't stand Kershaw. But there is a part of me as just a fan of baseball that's like, yeah, that guy gave a lot to the game. He gave a lot to the game. And, you know, it sucks seeing him have his moment or whatever and not being able to, like, contribute, you know, but I do like seeing legends of a sport get rewarded, you know, and it's just, I just hate the Dodgers, dude. They built a really good team that plays a really good brand of baseball. Mookie Betts, were he on any other team, would be so many people's favorite player in this area.
He's such a baller.
He's amazing. And then Freddie Freeman, the story that he's got with his father is an incredible story. His mother and the cancer and his own son. Like, it's an incredible story. He's a hard guy to hate. Shohei Ohtani is one of the biggest rock stars on the planet. You know, Will Smith is a great catcher who plays the game the right way. And he had a big home run in the series.
Huge home run.
You know, like, Will Smith is a great player and has been a great player for a long time. And they got all these little, like, gnats, these guys that annoy you, the Kiki Hernandezes, the Teoscar Hernandez.
Gavin
they got,
Lux.
You know, Gavin. Ed, Gavin's Tommy not Edmund. That good.
Tommy Edmond.
Yeah, exactly. And then you sprinkle in, you know, their pitching staff where they're just grabbing guys from all over the place. That's just, they frustrate me. And the Giants have a lot of work ahead of them.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
To come close to them.
Well, they got to work to catch the Diamondbacks, work to catch the Padres, and now work to catch the Dodgers. They'll celebrate with the parade Friday. And how about this? It would have been Fernando Valenzuela's 64th birthday. And they're going to have a parade on Fernando Mania's birthday. How iconic is that? So they're going to have a lot of fun in L.A. They didn't get a parade during the Mickey Mouse or in a pandemic season, I should say, and we can no longer talk about the Mickey Mouse ring or whatnot. Nah, this ring is legit. And I look at Dave Roberts, who he's been just picked apart left and right for all the Dodger playoff shortcomings. He pushed all the right buttons. this postseason.
Well, I mean,
he pushed all the right buttons.
Yeah, he did. No, he did. There's no doubt.
You got to give him credit. There's no way.
He also didn't push the right buttons for 12 years. You know what I mean?
Like, but it happens. I mean, there's a lot of managers who don't. Could we say the same about Bobby Cox?
Bobby Cox is an all-time manager. Bobby Cox making the decisions. Yeah. I don't know who's making the decisions.
Yeah, I think Dave Roberts has something. I'm going to give him his credit. Dave Roberts did a hell of a job. We should give him his credit. Let's not all want it.
No, I'm saying they've admitted this. The Dodgers have admitted that Andrew Friedman has a lot of impact on what pitchers are coming in, what their lineups are. Like that is built into the script.
It's a collaboration.
No, look, they're a deserving champion, and it pains me to say it. It does. It sucks to say it. The part that's the hard part to swallow is now they've got two since our last one.
Dave Roberts, one more World Series. How does this feel? I'm going to say it. He gets one more. He ties Bruce Bochy.
Well, I mean, his overall regular season record is really good.
He's got one more ring than Bobby Cox.
But in a game, I would say but if we were playing this game and just a bunch of guys or gals rapping about who's the best in a must-win game, I'm not taking Dave Roberts over Bruce Bochy.
That's fine.
I don't think anyone is.
That's fine. Don't have to. But damn.
He won.
He trusted Walker Buehler to close that game out. Trusted Blake Treinen. He talked about it after the game, saying Blake was like, I need this ball.
He's technically two if we're just going overall managerial because Bochy's got four with the Rangers.
Oh,
obviously.
No, my bad. He's got four. He's got four with the Texas Rangers. That's a good call. They won it last season.
I mean, and he took the Padres to the World Series against the Yankees, which no people doubt. Always forget
I'm
about.
I'm not saying Dave Roberts is better than Bruce Bochy. Didn't say that at all. Didn't even remotely say that. Just a couple rings down behind him. One more read to Bobby Cox.
It was pretty crazy. They have the Red Sox comeback doc on Netflix right now, and I was actually watching that while the World Series is going on, while the Yankees were blowing that 5-0 lead.
I went to the 07 Red Sox versus Giants, first ever interleague game in Boston, and it was Dave Roberts' first appearance since the 04 season when they won it all, and obviously he had the stolen base. And Dave Roberts was the leadoff hitter Friday night. That place gave him like a 6-minute standing ovation as he got announced as the leadoff hitter. It was, as much as I can't stand the Boston fans, it was incredible to see them give him that reception.
He's a very respected man in the baseball world, Roberts. So, you know what? The Dodgers, they're on top of the baseball world. It pains me. It annoys me. It makes me sick that right now maybe the Giants just aren't close to them. And how close are the Giants?
They're not close.
How close are the Giants? We just went through 6 years of Farhan Zaidi's forgettable tenure. And they may be farther away from the Dodgers now after Farhan Zaidi than when he took the job. The whole point of him taking the job was to get closer to the Dodgers and compete. And you had the 1 year when you went to 107, but that year they won 106?
And then beat
you in a 5-game series. The Yankee fans are not going to be able to live this one down. I'm wondering what Mike Francesco was saying. Oh, man, I missed this podcast last night.
I mean, they're going to be... Let's talk about the other side.
And we're going to get to Duke. And I want to get back to the Warriors and Draymond Green because they're 4-1 right now, and they're going to head out on the road for a 5-game road trip. All that coming up brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
Dodger!
Do you have a...